What are you gonna?
They want me to sit there with Phil Pecans for the junior class. Or even Mr. Burke. I'm not gonna ask him. You ask him.
You
no, Jerry Campbell's supposed to ask him.
You have to ask this early in the year?
We got to pick one for October 24th. That's when the Halloween carnival is.
I don't think you're going to be able to find it.
I ain't going to come
no way. You can go down and see.
Somebody can go in.
I don't think it's any pecan going to be made this year. Well, Mr. said he's going to make some. But I don't know what's done happened to him. Now, we used to make pecans on everything you seen look like a pecan tree. And now they don't make no more.
Something got to them?
Now, we used to say it was because they were spraying this cotton, mm-hmm. and that spray was killing them. But they not making no pecans where it don't never be no spray now. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what it is.
Is my car in there? What is it?
No, they can get out. He's got a nice little orchard here in front of the house. And never been no spray hit that place. And there's just no pecan down there. And it's a place that off city, just nothing but pecan tree. Ain't no pecans on. I don't know what's gonna happen. Unless it's just fulfilling the Bible is all I can say. it speaks of the time would come where the earth wouldn't produce its crop. Mm-hmm. And I just think we're on our way. Yeah. Don't you?
Things are getting a little bad.
It sure is getting bad.
Close it over.
In every way it seemed like. Mm-hmm. So you from Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah.
That's where Martin Luther King and them used to live?
Right. The King family still lives there.
Yeah.
You hear a lot about him. Every once in a while, like every year, you know, they'll have a special movie and things like that.
Well, that old boy went down there and killed his mother. Well, I listened on the news last week. They're going to electrocute him.
They won't ever do it, though.
Why?
They just won't. They hadn't done it in years. They gave him there are a lot of people who've been given the electric chair for a crime, but they always appeal or something, or they just sit in prison waiting. And because of, I don't know what it is, some sort of legal problem, but no one ever is actually electrocuted.
It was somebody paid him to do that, and he didn't do it on his own. Everybody knows that he was paid to do it, but
who do you think paid him?
No, I don't know. That's something you may not never know, but he was paid to go in there and kill them people.
I've heard people say that they thought that someone paid
Mark Law the Dog,
James Earl Ray, to kill Martin Luther King.
Oh, yeah. All the people would kill what we call the leading people.
Yeah.
Well, they just pay for killing them.
I mean, because Martin Luther King just happened to step out on that balcony.
Yeah.
You know, just at the,
it's like. Yeah, if he, of course, that's a word we always use, if.
Yeah.
But it's just one of them things. I guess his time had come. The way he preached it last summer, well, I guess he felt like he was going to get killed.
It was kind of eerie.
Yeah.
It's like he
knew. That's right. I'm sure he did. He had a feeling that he was going to get killed.
Well, he must have known him.
Yeah. He seemed like he's a good fellow, though. Look like the people that against all of the good people now.
Yeah.
Just the way it seemed to me. You take like Mr. Nixon. Now, he was... Mm-hmm. Nah,